Welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We're here with Mulebone, John Ragusa, and Hugh Poole, and they are spinning all kinds of yarns here about their colorful past. And John, I want to talk to you a little bit about Paul Horn.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. I got a chance to hang out with him and play with him for a little bit.
You did? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What was that like?
And at some point, I came out with a little solo album, and I sent him a letter, and I said, any chance you can give me a little yeah. A little write-up or something, quote I can use. And he said something nice. And but if, for those who don't know who Paul Horn is, he's a tremendously important person. He was started out in jazz and kind of a little bit after the bebop thing, and came out with some. Then he started getting influenced by some music from around the world. Next thing you know, he went to India and brought his alto flute and his regular flute, and went into the Taj Mahal and bribed the guy who's the guard and had a little portable tape player and recorded an entire album inside the Taj Mahal, and it was called Inside.
That's the first one I heard.
Yeah, and Paul Horn's album Inside was and still is the biggest selling, most important, really influential album in the quote unquote new age world music kind of movement.
Right.
And it influenced me tremendously. I have like three, four, as everybody in music does, we have two or three, four really important touchstones that have influenced us. And Paul Horn was it for me, like initially. And anyway, I was very fortunate to have an encounter with him and get to know him.
That's great. Well, before we get back to Hugh, would you give us another song?
I think we can do that.
Yeah.
Scoop you up and snatch you and torn that line to piss and butter your will. To that line, to that line, to that line to piss and butter your will. To that line to piss and butter your will. Well, oh no, here we go, spend the night here before we made a solid promise not to do it again. Sure enough, it was enough. I hit my stuff, I didn't rock with John. I stumbled upon him when he was marching in. To that line, old man, come and get you. To that line, when you post and bail. To that line, I'm gonna scoop you up and snatch you and torn that line to piss and butter your will. To that line. But who will do that line of piss, but who will? Well, compliance, compliance is breached with both fists. You can live in defiance, but you sleep in the ditch. Take a look around, tell me, what do y'all see? Is this your daddy's dream about democracy? Do that line, old man, come and get you. Do that line, on your post and bail. Do that line, I'm gonna scoop you up and snatch you. And turn that line of piss, but who will do that line? Do that line, do that line of piss, but who will do that line of piss, but who will? But the message is received, take what you can. To that line, old man, come and get you. To that line, when you post and bail. To that line, I want to scoop you up and snatch you. And to that line, there's somebody who will. To that line, to that line, to that line, there's somebody who will. To that line, there's somebody who will. Well, oh no, here we go, spending out of here before. Made a solid promise not to do it again. Sure enough, was enough, my hammer stuff out in the rough. John stumbled upon him when he was marching in. To that line, old man, come and get you. Post and bail. To that line, I'm gonna scoop you up and snatch you. And to that line, I'll pay somebody who will. To that line, the man come and get you. To that line when you're posting bail. To that line, I'm gonna skip you, I'm gonna snatch you. And toe that line, there's somebody who will. To that line, to that line, to that line, there's somebody who will. To that line, there's somebody who will. To that line, there's somebody who will. To that line, there's somebody who will.
Getting all juiced up, man. That's great. Hey, Hugh, I want to talk to you about, because I love this interview that, you know, that and I'm trying to think who did this.
This is written by a guy named Jack Grace.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to give him credit for
a Brooklyn, because, the Brooklyn Star Review or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, that was great. And I like what you were talking about in terms of New York. You came to New York City, and you were talking about some of your influences, but you were making the distinction about how, you know, you were saying New York is thought of as a financial nexus, but what for you was it was just important to be part of that creative juice that was there, and I you can really feel it, you know, when you go there.
Yeah, you know, in the early 1980s was just completely overshadowed by this emerging, you know, Andy Warhol and whatever, you know, Philip Glass and Warhol and the Talking Heads and Debbie Harry and CBGBs and Woody Guthrie and David the Folk City and all that stuff to all were just like some kind of crazy, cool art music thing that was just happening there. Yeah. I got there in 85, so Saul Bellow was still living on the Upper West Side, and read his later novels and he talks about stuff, I think to myself, damn, I was there.
Sure.
And it makes me feel great.
Yeah.
I met this lady when I went to Hunter College, and I made a deal with my parents, and they said they didn't want me to go. As I was 20, and a family friend of ours kind of brokered a deal between me and my folks, and they said if he enrolls in college and he pays his tuition and he goes full time, we'll send you $300 a month. Is what my parents said.
Yeah.
So I was playing in the subway to make money. Always found a cheap place and scrounged around for food. But yeah. I enrolled in school. And I met this lady at Hunter College, this old lady. It was kind of like almost like a Harold and Maude. It was freaking me out for a minute because I kept on going in. I'd play in the subway in the morning and then go to this poetry class. And this old lady was like literally passing me notes. And I was just kind of like, what is it? And then after a while, I talked to her. And she turns out that she was married to Nick Ray, the guy that produced Rebel Without a Cause. And what a Next Stop Greenwich Village. And she was friends with Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger and all this stuff. Yeah. And through her, I found myself, you know, at a party on the Upper West Side with Allen Ginsberg, John Lomax. But so I was sitting amongst these people, kind of like, wow. playing the guitar around.
Oh, man.
Talking about Jack Kerouac and stuff.
Yeah, sure. But it's interesting that, you know, the work that you're doing together here is channeling some of that, I don't know, some of that soul that I feel coming out of people like that.
Yeah.
I mean, your heritage runs deep and you can really feel it in your music, can't you? Can't you? It's just amazing. Just amazing. Okay, let's have another one, huh?
I think we can do that.
This tune, I won't say too much about too much, but this... John is directly responsible for this song, even though he didn't, you know, sit down and write the words with me. I had this little thing that was real, sounded like an old-time blues thing, and the lyrics that I've had it for years, but when I sat down to write the song, the first line that I wrote was, "How can you love me, baby, when I can't even love myself?" And I thought, God, that is so pathetic. And so I just never, every time I sit down, I was like, oh, this sucks. And I played it for John when we were trying to put material together for a record we were making a few years ago. And he goes, "That's a great first line." And I was like, "Really?" And that sometimes that's all it takes. Myself, I don't want to see my world with anybody else. How can you love me when I can't even love myself? But I don't want to share my world with anybody else. But I've got a secret, carry it to my grave. I whistle it in the moonlight as the carriage rolls away. I got a secret and I carry it to my grave. Oh, I
I got a secret and it's driving you away. Everybody's dreams smoking up the windows like a factory full of steam. It's hard to live here with everybody's dreams. Oh, they smoke a lot of oil, but from the outside they look clean. So I head out on the highway where I just don't know. I'm gonna empty out my head of other people's woes. I'm going to the Northland where the weather makes you gonna go away forever, baby. I'm just trying to make a deal. But I don't want to share my word with anybody else. Put your arms around me like you ain't never done. Hell, drive away this feeling like the setting of the sun.
John Ragusa, Mule Bone, what amazing, amazing, amazing. Just wonderful, wonderful blessing you are to us. And thank you so much for coming to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us,
everybody. That's just been terrific work.
With support from Judith Robert and in the memory of our good friend Tom Kepazinskis, and with additional support from Marshall County Community Foundation and the First Source Bank, Mike and Cindy Boner, the Indiana Arts Commission, you've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Well, thank you, Jacob Marino, John Baylor, our music producer, and Matt Scutchfield for sitting in. Thank you so much for John Ragusa and Hugh Poole for pooling their musical talents and uplifting our world, and David Jamison for his beautiful song. Thanks to Nate Butler for his live mixing and recording and editing of our show, and thanks to Howard Gibbs, our stage manager, Marsha Heitzberger, Jennifer Reed, Pam Gunterman, and Cindy Boner, our sparkling hospitality team, Dan Schubert for his therapy skills, and Michelle Schricker for applause skills and her undying support of the Moon, its mission, and me. Also, a big special thanks to Jim Yoakum, who's back there in our production room turning our sound stages into four-camera production studios, and a big thanks to our very productive interns from Hope College and Purdue University, respectively, Katie Smith and Allie Mangus. Are you ready, Matt?
I sure am.
So when you think you've lost at life, oh, pain and heartache, fill your soul with strife. Just remember, as you're tumbling down, it won't be long till the river comes round. River goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon Radio production. It stops.